Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Our text for today is the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. I will not reread it, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Strange, though, isn't it? How easily we soften the T when we pronounce it. It is, after all, Christ Mass, right? That's why it's not wrong if somebody was to write Xmas in your card, because the chi sound that X is to make from the Greek is actually the first letters in Christ. Now, it would be better if they would put a chi and a rho together before they put mass, but that's okay. But you see, this Christ, this Messiah, this Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the promised seed, the covenant child, the virgin son. Isaiah gives us more names to describe this long-awaited Messiah. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Emmanuel. St. John seems to like the title, Word Made Flesh. The scriptures are full with other names for this person, this second person of the Holy Trinity, this Christ. The angel Gabriel announced that his name would be Jesus. Well, it was most likely Joshua, which is the Hebrew form of the Greek word Yeshua, and then you end up with the English of that being Jesus. But it ends up Jesus, however you slice it for us today. But however you say it, it is important for us to know this Christmas Eve that God chooses to work through His means. You see this clearly in our text as God chose Mary and Joseph and even Caesar Augustus for His glory. As the census unwittingly set into motion the events of Jesus' birth, thereby bringing to fulfillment the prophecy of the prophet Micah that God had given through him, "But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, you are too little to be among the clans of Judah. From you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days." So even the self-exalted pagan ruler, Caesar Augustus, and the title Augustus means exalted one, so it's proper to call him self-exalted, can be used to the glory of God and the benefit of God's people. And so tonight, God works through His means. Tonight, here, it is His Word for us. And His Word joined to earthly elements of bread and wine, or that which we remembered in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, when His Word was joined to water and we were adopted as heirs of the kingdom of heaven. So we gather together in God's house, or sad to say, because of the pandemic, and I hope this will be the last time I mention it, watch online. Yet we are offered the same gift from God. As the angel proclaimed to the shepherds, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom He is pleased." This peace God offers, it will survive. It will survive lockdowns and family strifes, frustrations over not receiving the perfect gift, or even the food burning, or the turkey not thawing in time, or what other family tragedies can occur for you. Tonight we need to stop and just take a deep breath and focus our attention not on that stuff that will change and pass away, but focus our attention on the one born Prince of Peace and King of Kings, Jesus, He who saves His people from their sins, the Christ, the Anointed One of God, the birthday boy, the babe of Bethlehem. Often on this night, we feel closer to God, strengthened in our faith, or even friendlier to those around us. If only the veneer could last. Therefore, our faith is based upon historical facts, not our seasonal feelings. Look at how careful Luke records the history for us. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world would be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was the governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. Now, Luke mentions a second registration of Quirinius in Acts that took place that we also know about. That's why he mentions this is the first. It is also important to know, though, that faith is not merely knowledge. Otherwise, Satan and the fallen angels would all be in heaven. Faith, you see, is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. It is a gift of the working of the Holy Spirit through the means of word and water, bread and wine. And our faith is not dependent on our intellect. It's a gift of God. And the more childlike our faith is, the better. How often do you get invited to be a child? Behave like a child tonight. Trust the account. Believe in the Lord. Know why He came. And please, even though we'll sing it, know that the babe in the manger cries. But it doesn't mean that there aren't facts that will support our faith. No matter where you're reading in the Bible, faith is the first mystery that has to be recognized. For without faith, the Bible is just a collection of 39 Old Testament books and 27 New Testament books. So tonight or tomorrow, as you're opening gifts, know that the first gift God gave you is faith. In the most important gift, His only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In our gospel tonight, the angels proclaim, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You'll find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." This good news is for all people, and it removes the need to fear anything. Since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, as St. Paul writes in Romans 5. The Savior is born, who is Christ the Lord, for you and for all people. Thanks be to God, that includes me. Jesus came and was born of the Virgin Mary for you. The time had fully come. God had sent forth His Son, placed Him under the law, circumcised and baptized to redeem all of us. He who had all authority in heaven and on earth came so that we could be forgiven. He makes disciples of them by baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and calling for us to teach them to observe all things that Jesus has commanded us. This is the task that is before us. This babe of Bethlehem will be sought out to be worshipped by the shepherds, later by the wise men, and all who have God-given faith. Even as He will be hunted and hated by Herod, the devil, the rabbis, and by those who have no God-given faith, even to the point of being crucified on a Roman cross. And yet even that means of His death is for you and for all people. St. Paul puts it this way in Galatians, "Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming the curse for us. For it is written, 'Cursed is everyone who is hanged on a tree,' so that in Christ Jesus the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles, so that we might receive the promised Spirit through faith." This is our Emmanuel, our God with us. To this point, to the point of death for you and for me. Only to overcome our true enemy, our enemies of sin, death, and the devil, No wonder the angels can say, "Fear not." This gives the faithful meaning for their life now in this trail of tears, and the promise of life eternal in a perfect paradise purchased by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. This newborn King, His birth we celebrate. And I must pause and say, whoever put up the tree and its decorations, thank you. The little elves. It's nice to have. COVID really changed a lot for us. Sorry, I didn't want to bring it up again, but I did. And it stinks. And so we come to God's house this night, and we join with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven as we come to hear the word of eternal life, hearing and receiving the forgiveness of our sins as us, the wild branches, are once again grafted into Him who is the vine that gives us life. This life-giving Lord will also return for us. And until He returns, He comes veiled, in with and under the bread and wine, as the words and promises of God join there and give you His flesh and blood. Not to see, not to figure out, but to receive for the forgiveness of your sins and the certainty of your salvation and the unity of the church. And so Paul proclaims when he writes to the church at Rome, "For while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since therefore we have now been justified by His blood, much more shall we be saved by Him from the wrath of God. For if, while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by His death of His Son, much more now that we are reconciled shall we be saved by His life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation." Or as the angel said, "Peace on earth and goodwill toward man." So we gather together in faith, and we join with this heavenly host singing that angel song, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men." In faith, may we cherish this good news in our hearts, just like the Virgin Mary. And in faith, may we be joined to the shepherds and rejoice that everything is just as we have been told. You see, for you and for all people, the Son is born, His life was given, and He rose from the dead. His comfort comes into our pain, into our sorrow, into our fears, and into our griefs, with the only source of true joy now and forever, with the promise of life in it eternal, the forgiveness of all our sins, and a place that has been prepared for us in the Father's house. In Jesus' precious name, amen. And have a very blessed Christ Mass. Amen. Now may the peace which passes all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.